to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
It sure is Shyampa.
Yes, yes it is. It is Shyampa time.
And it's in our studios every night on Mondays.
Yep, Monday night, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. We do our lovely, lovely little broadcast. So I know Joe's got something he's itching to do here. So hey, everyone, this is Anthony from Tampa.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe from Chicago. And oh boy, cheese. Think of the cheese.
Hi, I am your lovable Shyampa radio host, Betty. And you know what? My butthole is buzzing, so let's get started with tonight's broadcast of Episode 49, Americans Gone Batshit Crazy, for Monday, July 11th, 2016. And now, for the weather. Hey Anthony, how is it in Tampa, for those Tamponians?
Tamponians?
There we go.
Actually, I think it's storming outside. Hold on.
Say Tamponians.
Tamponians. Let me look. I gotta look out the window. Hold on.
Anthony is looking out the window. Your forecast.
Well, all right, hold on. All right. And now for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay. It's raining outside. Really, it is. I just looked out the window, and I just saw the Leader's Casual Furniture outside deck set just floating down the street.
Floating away down the street.
So anyway, currently at Tampa International Airport, it is partly cloudy, but it is raining in other parts of Tampa. It is 91 degrees Fahrenheit. Humidity is 57%. Barometer is 30.05, and the dew point is at 74 degrees Fahrenheit with 10 miles of visibility. Tonight, we're going to have scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 8. No, maybe after 8. Partly cloudy with a low around 78. And tonight, about 30% chance of precipitation after midnight. Tomorrow on Tuesday, we're going to have some isolated showers and thunderstorms after 2. It will be partly sunny with a high near 92. Heat index values as high as 103. Doesn't that sound lovely? 103. We love 103.
That does not sound lovely.
I know, right? So, okay. So there's a 20% chance of precipitation. I sound a bit hot. I sound tad hot. Okay. Well, maybe I'll do that. How's this? Is this coming? Am I coming through better for you? How's that?
It's a little better. Yeah. How about this? Overmodulated there.
How about that? Is that better? Is that better?
That sounds even better.
Is that better? Yes. Chickens in the rain in the backyard.
Chickens are so much better.
Yes. There are chickens
love
everywhere.
That. Yeah.
Yes. All right. So let's continue. Tomorrow after 2, we're going to have 20% chance of precipitation. Tuesday night, it will be scattered showers and storms before 2 in the morning and a low around 79. 30% chance of rain. Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms after 2. Partly sunny with a high near 93. Heat index values as high as 100. It's cooling off, folks.
Wow.
Yep. And at night, it's going to be around 79 with storms before 2 in the morning. 30% on those. Thursday, scattered showers and storms after 8. Partly sunny, high near 92. And then on Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Mostly sunny with a high near 91. South to southeast winds around 6 miles an hour. So it will be a lovely, breezy Friday with only a 30% chance of precipitation. And that is your Shyampa weather.
Well, thank you, Anthony. And now for your current Chicago weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW. There's a lot of hammering going on outside to somewhere in my apartment hallway. My cat just got crazily scared and freaking. So I don't know what the hell's going on over there.
Go
Katie.
We're
going to go on to our weather. Yes. So,
ooh, thunder.
Well, this yes.
We that may could lose be power.
What I heard. Oh, no. Well, after a really nice weekend, it's been really, really hot. And when I say hot, I mean 88 degrees, 90 degrees with like a heat index. Today it topped out at 98. Humidity's been a factor. It's creeping on up. Currently we're at 54%. So it's not too, too bad. But anyways, for Tuesday, we can expect 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 10 a.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 88, south winds around 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25. So like Tuesday night, we've got showers and thunderstorms likely, mostly cloudy with a low around 74. Wednesday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 90. Now, they're starting to talk about heat index values as high as 95. Yes, that's high. Wednesday night, we're looking to hit back into some showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms could produce very heavy rain. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a low around 73.
Ooh.
And yeah, isn't that crazy? It's just like the weather in both of our locations has been just really, really, really crazy.
Yeah, it does feel that way. Well,
yeah.
This is kind of normal for Florida in July. It's actually not been as wet as it normally is. It should be raining a lot more, actually.
And for us here in Chicago, it's been a mixture of at times it's pretty darn wet, but then it's been really, really muggy and chilly muggy, too.
Oh, I hate that. See, that's what we get in the wintertime in Florida when we get down to, like, the 40s and, like, upper 30s.
Yeah.
It's still so humid out. Even when it's 50, it feels cold.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. We ran out the weather forecast track.
Yeah. Well, folks, that's your latest Chicago weather. Hey, are you a DJ, musician, band, or podcaster looking for more exposure? Let us play you. Send an email to playus@chiampa.info or call 813-327-8566. Betty will take your message, so leave us some juicy details about who you are, and we will be in touch.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
All right. So, yeah, it's been one heck of a week. How'd you celebrate your Independence Day, Anthony?
My neighbors had a party, so I went to my neighbor's party, which was quite enjoyable. I mean, that was always a nice thing. It's always good to kind of get together with the neighbors and such. So that was pretty much all that I did for the 4th. Did you wind up doing anything fun and exciting?
Well, not quite. It was a busy time at the restaurant. A lot of my time was focused on just work, basically.
Yeah,
and
I can imagine.
I was in a very, very unique mood this past few weeks. I don't know. I'm starting to wonder if all of that astrology stuff with the planets aligning and opposing and circling each other, if it does, like, warp out energies or it does do something crazy. Yeah.
I feel sometimes that the general population gets affected by the full moon a lot. So, you know, in all honesty, I honestly think that, you know, it's very likely that the astrology thing may have something, you know, at least in terms of, you know, how things kind of all fit together and how your environment works for you and all of that good stuff. So, yeah, I honestly think that I won't poo-poo. I definitely won't poo-poo it myself, to be honest with you. So, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, good. You didn't hear anything, right?
Was I supposed to hear something?
Absolutely not. Folks, I'm learning the board. I'm using the mute chant functionality so that if I want to test something.
We're using the mute functionality.
Mm-hmm. So, Anthony, why don't you talk about the station for a little bit? I'm going to go check out this noise because the cats seem to be extremely
interested in the noise. That's fine.
Yeah.
I will.
So, why don't you tell us how the station is about and all that good stuff?
Sure. I'll run the folks through what we do on a normal basis here. We have what we normally call our rush hour with Betty in the mornings. We love Betty in the morning, and we love rush hour. No, we hate rush hour. But we have the rush hour with Betty, and it runs from 6:30 in the morning until 10:30 in the morning, Eastern Time. And what we do with that is we give you tracks in 15-minute bites. Actually, it's a little less than that because, you know, we take care of some promos and we throw some other stuff in there, like the weather and such, because we love talking about the weather here at China.
We love talking about the weather. Yes, we do.
Yeah, for some reason, we are obsessed with the weather.
You know, it's like a commonality thing. It's like it's one thing everybody experiences, no matter who you are.
No, that's very true.
And what you do.
That's very right. True. I totally agree with you on that one.
So, yeah, we're all sort of victims to the weather.
Yeah, we are. We are. And that's all right. You know, that's what happens and that's how things work. So we have our rush hour with Betty. And then we go through some of our normal programming. You can see all of our programming on our website at chiampa.info. That's chiampa.info. And click on the schedule button as Joe makes funny faces. Faces. Go blinky, blinky, clicky, clicky. So then we carry some great programs like CPR News, the Shortwave Report, World Beat Canada. A lot of those are weekly programs. CPR is a daily program, but we also run a bunch of different, we have a pretty big catalog of Radio Thrift Shop, so we throw a few of those in throughout the day, so it should be something a little bit different every time it runs. And then in the afternoon, we have what we call Traffic with Toppers.
Yes.
And Traffic with Toppers.
Traffic with Toppers is such a wonderful little comedic routine to like really ease your anxieties about the day, get your mind off of any crap that's been going on, because you will want to understand what the hell is this guy talking about.
Yeah,
and he does it in such a way.
Yeah, when you listen to Toppers, you listen to a whole bunch of different stuff there, so it definitely can keep you pretty entertained and pretty interested as well. And he runs from 3:30 Eastern until 6:30 Eastern. We give him about 3 hours, so that's three toppers back to back. And then,
by all means, we seriously cleaned up the tags and all of the files, so you will now see nice, interesting titles. And
yes,
folks, for the most part, you know, I try to glean as much of the data that I see that exists. We know that it's toppers, but then if there's like some crazy words and crazy like things he kind of put together in different fields, I just kind of combine it and give it that as the title, because there's no real clear answer to some people's ways of tagging things.
True.
And
well,
that's...
Did you cross you? Well, yeah. It's really not easy to cross reference him on AA Infos either, because a lot of his AA Info
stuff.
Well,
and that's what I
funky.
Did though. I did cross reference.
Oh, okay, good.
So, but we love giving props to all these shows. Toppers is pretty amazing. But
yes, we like Toppers.
I do like Radio Thrift Shop.
Yes, I like Radio Thrift Shop too. There's some pretty good things in there. And then after Toppers, we do Traffic with Toppers. You get Radio Thrift Shop, another CPR News, which is usually the updated CPR News because it comes in the afternoon and I'm not able to get to until the evening. And then you get us. So, and if we've broadcast live during the week, you'll get us. You'll get our recast for that week.
Are we live right now?
We are live right now. We are live. We are not Memorex right now. Well, if you listen to us... If you're listening to us and it's not right now, then we're not live. But if you're listening to us right now, we are live. How's that
yes.
sound? How's that for a paradox for you?
That's pretty awesome. I love it.
Yeah, right?
I love it.
So then you get us, and then we run you through a This Way Out, and then we give you a Shortwave Report again. And then we go into Upfront Soul all night long, and that runs every day, daily. Daily runs from 10 o'clock in the evening, 2200 hours Eastern Time, all the way up until 6 o'clock in the morning. And then...
That is such a... fun show.
It is.
To fall asleep to.
It is. It's really good, and you can get some pretty good music on it. And we have a pretty big catalog of her stuff as well. So we shouldn't, now that a lot of things have been kind of tagged, things should be playing a little bit better now, in a better randomized fashion. And then we have our weekend shows. We do a recast of the World Labor Hour directly from WEFT at noon on Saturday, and then on Sunday we play the same one from the previous Saturday. Before, we used to have to wait almost a week for the they're always a week behind. And then starting at 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 10 o'clock, you can get Weekend with Joe, and that just think of Weekend with Joe as more of a Rush Hour without the 15-minute time limit.
Exactly.
It's another
full nuance.
You get the full nuance. You get the full nuance of Rush Hour, and then that you get the that's 4 6 hours. Yeah, that's 6 hours. You get 6 hours of Weekend with Joe.
Interesting programming.
And if you have any requests for Weekend with Joe, you can email him at what could people email you at, Joe? Do you have a Shyampa email address?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, I think you created an alias for me. Okay. And I'm not quite sure exactly what.
Well,
that
you know
would
what?
Be.
You know what? If you want to listen to something special, email us at playus@. Are you hearing the thunder through my? Do you hear the thunder through my microphone?
I do.
Yes, it's storming that bad, wow. Folks. It is literally storming that bad, and we're going to get your news. I'm so sorry. We're cutting your news short. But you want me to go through the schedule. We got to go through the schedule. So just play us, PLAYUS at Shyampa.info. If you want to listen to anything on Rush Hour or Joe's Weekend segment, we both get the emails. I think we've tested it. I'm not exactly sure. And then everything else, just go to our damn website, Shyampa.info.
And now for the news.
Good evening. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Good evening from the Chicago studios. It's Worldwide News with Joe.
Joe sounds like he's a robot.
I do, didn't I?
Yes, you do.
I'm not trying to sound that way. Honest.
It's honest. Okay, Joe. So give us the news.
Okay, neatly done. Yeah, neatly done. But guess what? It's still litter. This is a wonderful story from our DNA Info publication out of Chicago by Patty Wetley. How many times do you need to notice something before it counts, Anthony, as a bona fide trend? Three times? Four times? Hmm. Five? Ten? A Nova Medicillion?
There you go. There you go. See, I can mess with your script, too. Okay, more than a dozen sounds about good for me.
I've got more than a dozen documented instances of a phenomenon I've struggled to name because it's so contradictory as to defy description. Considerate litter, conscientious litter, passive litter, less littery, litter, litter light, neat litter. Kind of like obscenity, you know, when you see it. Neat litter, as I've come to define it, consists almost exclusively of some sort of beverage container placed just so high. Or just so I'm high. Please just so on a ledge, stupid, or a newspaper box, rather than carelessly tossed into the street or onto the sidewalk. Basically, if the container is A, upright, and B, not spilling its contents into the public way, it's neat litter.
Okay.
I have questions, starting with why?
Sure, why?
Not why litter, which is inexplicable enough, but why litter thoughtfully? In my mind, I've concocted a plausible scenario under which litterer and thoughtful intersect, and it goes a little something like this. Picture a fellow mid-hydration, trudging along Lawrence Avenue. His destination is in sight. Walgreens, let's say, or just the post office. Like a mirage, the building begins to shimmer. His strength begins to fade. If only he weren't burdened by the weight of his nearly empty bottle of orange juice, can of soda, pop, cup of coffee. It's so heavy. His hand cramps, his arm shakes, his legs begin to buckle, but there's a trash can up ahead, but the bottle can cup is so heavy.
Oh,
he can't
think
go
of
on.
That children!
Not one step further.
I'm sorry, go on.
He must lay down his load right there, right then.
That sounds kind of sexy.
He will do so honorably, he thinks. Yeah. And, you know, and that's not at all the same thing as littering, he thinks.
Ooh.
Except for that it is. The legal definition of litter is any trash improperly placed. Section 10-8-480 of the Chicago Municipal Code, casting refuse in liquids, puts an even finer point on the matter, declaring it unlawful for any person to cast, throw, sweep, sift, or deposit in any manner, emphasis mine, any kind of litter. Neat litter may be trendy, but it's still subject to fines.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I've seen a lot of neatly placed litter.
This has been a trend lately for you in the area?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. I
took a picture of it, actually, on my Instagram account.
You should throw it up on our Facebook page to show our listeners what neat
Chicago
litter looks
motives.
Like. Okay, Chicago Motives.
Just go to Chicago Motives. Mm-hmm. Instagram.com/Chicago Motives.
There you go.
Yes.
And the lightning is really getting pretty severe. So it's just a warning.
Ooh, I heard that. I heard a pop.
So, well, luckily our connection is fiber. So as long as we maintain power, we'll be all right.
We need to get the studios over there a UPS connection.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. I actually have
things. And not the brown truck kind.
I have things on battery backup, but the batteries all need replacing. So, anywho, if we go offline, just give us a few moments, hopefully, because if anything, it would be a power blink, so give us a few minutes if we go offline, and then we'll be right back.
Well, do you want to skip directly to news story number 4?
Do you want to go to news story number 4? I mean, you got it, like, 9 minutes, 8.5.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Hello, is this on?
Hi,
hello.
Holy shit, what happened?
Hello.
What happened?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, here we are. Look, hi. Hi, everybody.
Damn.
It's us again.
That was bad.
Yeah, that was one heck of a lightning strike. We did not get hit proper in the studio, but clearly the studio itself in the area has gotten hit with some severe lightning strike.
It popped a few kernels.
It definitely did pop a few kernels. So we're going to return, and Joe, you're going to do one news story, right? I think so. Yeah, because you've got like
right.
4 minutes left. So you can do one news story. Which one did you want to do?
Let's do the cheese.
All right, which one is cheese? Is that number 4?
That's number 4.
Oh, wow. This sounds similar to another story, but here, let me get you going here. Hold on. Okay.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.
All right, here we go.
Already in progress.
Here we go. Pray for no more power blips.
It's a caper of grand proportion in a state that loves its cheddar.
Oh my goodness, not the cheddar.
Think of the cheddar! So,
think of the cheese!
Think of the cheese.
Back a few months ago in January, a semi-trailer carrying $70,000 worth of cheese is stolen from Germantown. It's another Milwaukee suburb. But police are saying that somebody really loves cheese somewhere in Wisconsin.
Apparently.
20,000 pounds just poof, vanished.
Just gone.
Now, like the cheese that is produced by U.S. Foods. Now,
okay.
I'm very familiar with U.S. Foods.
Yeah, they're
U.S. Foods,
a big thing
huge
down here,
food distributor. So I can just imagine that this was an inside job. It had to be.
You think
there
so?
Must be something going on. Something's happening. There's something happening over there.
So you think and there's something stinky
theft.
With the cheese?
Something stinky in the state of Wisconsin.
Ooh, I bet you there's a lot of stinky
and
cheese in Wisconsin.
Maybe if you ate some of this moon cheese, you'd
moon
know why.
Moon cheese. Is it stinky moon cheese?
Well, it's pepperjack moon cheese.
Okay.
But it's done in such a way that I don't understand. It's like a kernel of cereal almost.
Okay.
I'm showing it to you in the picture.
I see that
on the screen. Yeah.
It looks like
it's some kind of a
like a chocolate dipped combo, like a white
right?
chocolate combo or something like that. Ooh, now, more thunder booms.
Here's one that's got like this weird orangeness. Now just think of 20,000 pounds of that.
That's a lot of oranges. That's a lot of cheese.
Right?
20,000.
Police say the semi driver was trying to transport the load from Green Bay to the New York City area and unhitched the trailer to run an errand.
Uh-oh.
When he returned, the trailer and $46,000 worth of cheese was gone.
Wow. Well, you know, don't leave your cheese on the side of the road in Wisconsin.
Yeah. I'll take some of that cheese.
Right? Who would?
Oh, we lost Anthony.
I'm still here.
He's still there, but...
turn on the phone server.
You know, I gotta tell you, as I get older, cheese doesn't necessarily mean it's my friend.
Oh, God.
No. Or if it is, it has to be early in the morning.
Oh, I can't do cheese in the morning. If I do cheese in the morning, I get sick.
Really?
Yeah. And if I eat, yeah, I can't. Well, I can't just have cheese by itself. It has to be with like other things. It can't just. I just can't eat a whole bunch of cheese and then expect to survive that. So.
Yeah. You know. I hear you on that one.
So anywho.
So now I'm looking back at the script and it looks like things are about ready to say. And there you have it, Anthony. Back to you.
Why, thank you, Joe. Do you want to be part of our unique on-air experience? Unique, spelled with a Q-U-E. Unique. That's how unique we are. Visit Cheyampa.info to find out how. And hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. Let me make sure this cart works. There we go.
Cheyampa. We radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Slashback.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Rocky, smoke pool, Uncle.
It's the new Hershey's Kisses snack set.
Wow, a message in a bottle.
Fan-mail from some floundy.
No, it's our new snack pack again.
Look, there's 8 Hershey's Kisses inside.
Yum.
Each with that big taste of Hershey's chocolate.
And it's the same price as a candy bar. Again?
I gotta get me a new hat.
I gotta get the new Hershey's Kisses snack pack.
Say you got a case of the ordinary blues. Well, the doctor's in and he's got good news. He's got the relief you've been looking for. Dr. Pepper has got your cure. Just what the doctor ordered.
Dr. Pepper.
That special taste of originality.
Dr. Pepper.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Dr. Pepper.
For your Pepper personality.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
When you've been hanging around the house drinking all day, living the Florida lifestyle, sometimes you're just too fucked up to go out and run some errands.
What is the Florida lifestyle, Anthony?
Hanging around the house being fucked up all day.
Catch the Joe and Anthony Show live Monday nights at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, only on Cheyampa Radio.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned. Anthony's Crazy Florida News is next. Before we kick off into segment B, I first want to tell you that today is National 7-Eleven Day. We love 7-Eleven over here in Chicago. The hottie checkout guy behind the counter is fun. Anyway, go grab your bongs, bitches, and let's get started with segment B. Anthony's Crazy Florida News is next. Take it away, Anthony.
I spilt my M&Ms all over the studio floor, and I burnt the microwave popcorn.
Oh, no!
It is not a good thing. I gotta toss these M&Ms away. They were all over the floor. It's such a shame.
That's what happens when Pluto and the sun are opposite each other.
I tell you, you're absolutely right. I have a feeling this, if this popcorn sets off the fire alarm in the studio, we're just going to have an interesting evening all around. This is how it's going to go. Where am I at? Okay. Thanks, Betty. It's time for some crazy Florida news.
Woohoo!
Let me find the... Wait. We gotta, you know what? After all this, we've gotta access the database.
Yes, accessing the database is very important, especially in these turbulent times. We've had some, and I'm not trying to be flippant. We've had some really turbulent times.
It's like typhoon. It's almost like Typhoon Eric all over again.
Yep, but that's why we like your news, though, because it's got some really fun little anecdotes about stupid people in life that just give us a little bit of comedic relief.
Yes, we do like comedic relief. That's important. All right. So, our first story of the night comes from WPTV, Channel 5 News, West Palm Beach. When you've been living the Florida lifestyle, you can't let the cops keep you down. And 37-year-old... What was
you
that?
Know what that Florida lifestyle is.
Sitting around the house fucked up all day. 37-year-old Deanna Robray was determined to keep living the Florida lifestyle for as far as she could. Palm Beach Gardens police responded to the area of the 2200 block of Gardens East Drive after receiving a report of an intoxicated driver.
Intoxicated driver.
At about 2:39 in the morning last Tuesday.
I thought if I had you on mute that you don't hear that.
No, that I do hear. I do
Why,
hear that.
Though?
I don't know. It could be pre-effect, but either which way, yes, that came through. That came through quite lovely. All right, so anywho, officers conducting an investigation and arrested Deanna on West Palm Beach. Charges driving under the influence. Police said that she was handcuffed and placed in the rear of a police car. However, she was able to escape the handcuffs, defeat the prisoner barrier, and steal the patrol car. A brief pursuit occurred and ended when Deanna crashed the stolen police car into the 3500 block of Florida Boulevard, where she was apprehended. She was transported to the hospital, and no other persons were injured in this incident. Police said that she will be charged with grand theft auto, escape, DUI, narcotics possession, and several traffic-related offenses. I'm going to try to make it through my news as quickly as possible, because, well, I know I got, like, still 11 minutes, but you want to do some things, too.
Yeah, take your time. Take your time.
All right. Fair enough. So, This story in and of itself is probably one of the biggest reasons for our title, other than the fact that people have just gone, you know, batshit crazy for everything. Our next story comes from Bay News 9, Tampa Bay, exclusively from Bright House Networks and the Internet. Bay News 9 brings us one of the nominations for Worst Parent of the Year Award. An 18-year-old woman from Daytona Beach, Florida, was arrested last Monday for allegedly using her infant to beat up her boyfriend, according to the officials with Volusia County Beach Safety Ocean Rescue. Okay. Volusia County Beach safety officials say the woman, identified as Tatiana Allen, and her boyfriend got into a fight. At one point, Allen used her six-month-old baby boy to batter the man. Okay, isn't that lovely? The incident happened just before 4:30 in the afternoon along the beach in Daytona Beach, according to officials. The baby was taken to the hospital and, according to officials, is expected to be okay. So that's a good thing. You know, at least the child is fine. You know, no children were injured. Right. Maybe some mental trauma somewhere along the way. Allen, who's from Orange County, was arrested and is being held without bond. No additional information has been released at this time. So yeah, using your 6 month old child to beat your baby daddy.
What
with.
If somebody was videoing that?
I wish they were, because that would be fantastic if they were. You know, that's I mean, not saying that it would be fantastic, but I mean, I just having that video proof would be so good, because obviously the woman is not making the best decisions when it comes to child rearing at this point.
Nope, not at all, not at all.
Exactly.
She gets a very sad trombone sound effect.
She does get a sad trombone sound effect. But next, we have a cocktail.
Why not?
All right. So our next story comes from the Florida Sun Sentinel and brings us another person that decided to steal an emergency vehicle. An ambulance, Sanford Fire Rescue Truck Number 31, to be exact, had delivered a patient to Central Florida Regional Hospital, according to a police spokesperson. One EMT was in the back of the ambulance when a man got behind the wheel and started driving. The EMT jumped out of the ambulance as the ambulance was being stolen. A firefighter in another rescue truck at the hospital saw the man steal the ambulance and called for help, according to police. The man drove the ambulance down State Road 46, then turned onto West Airport Boulevard. He then turned onto Jewett Lane and stopped, where he hit a dead end after a trip of almost 2 miles in a stolen ambulance.
Wow.
Yeah, tell me about it, right? A bystander saw the man and detained him until police arrived. According to police. Police arrived moments later and arrested the man, who's being held in the John E. Polk Correctional Facility in Seminole County. The ambulance only had only had minor damage to the ambulance and will likely be in service soon. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that? Isn't that crazy?
Sounds like Grand Theft Auto.
Kinda, yeah. I like playing Grand Theft Auto because I'd steal the fire trucks and the ambulances all the time. I'd run over people so the ambulance would show up, and then I would just steal the ambulance. I had a whole process for the whole thing. I mean, because, you know, in the game, if you injure people, the ambulance shows up, and sometimes the police show up.
The police,
then
yeah.
You can steal their vehicles, as long as nobody saw who you
were. I've stolen many police vehicles.
Oh, yes. That's one of the most important keys of the whole game. So we have a stolen ambulance. We know what this means. It means sexy time.
Yep. Sexy.
Absolutely right. Our final story comes from the Florida Sun Sentinel. And if you can tell from the music, it involves some Florida nakedness. Tonight's story is about a 48-year-old Deerfield Beach resident, Frederick Francis Patrone, who just wanted to feel the air flow through his genitals one last time.
Why not?
Exactly, right? So, the incident began at 3:44 in the morning, Sunday, when a U.S. Border Patrol officer reported that Frederick fled after the federal officer stopped him for reckless driving. He headed north on I-95 at mile marker 106, according to Martin County Sheriff's Office arrest affidavit. Three police deputies in marked cars were soon up Frederick's ass. When he reached the highway, police tried really hard to force his truck to a stop, but Frederick swerved into the median, where he had a blowout, and still managed to continue fleeing. This isn't working as well as I thought it would. Anyway, during the pursuit, Frederick rammed the deputy's car and changed directions on the highway, before he was finally stopped when the remaining three tires on his truck were punctured by a large, long, sharp metal strike strip. Set up by the authorities, the report said. When officers finally boxed in Frederick's, deputies approached with a long, hard, shiny guns drawn. Frederick was screaming and refused to get out of the truck. He was finally ejected from the vehicle after a deputy smashed the passenger side window in order to unlock the truck. When taken to the ground and handcuffed, Frederick was wearing a black t-shirt and socks, nothing else. Wow. According to the police report, Frederick was in a state of excited delirium when placed under arrest. He was having body tremors.
That was me this morning.
Yep, he was. Were you having body tremors and panicking and fainting while on the scene?
Well, I had the body tremors. But
okay, you had
panicking.
The body tremors, but everything else, obviously, hopefully, you did not have. Reports also indicate that Frederick stated numerous times that he had been smoking crack for over a month. Ooh, the ground vibrated on that one. Holy shit! There was a lightning. Well, there was the whole
boom,
and it just rolled. It rolled across the studio floor. It was just I just felt it. My chair shook, and everything just kind of vibrated a little bit. Anyway, so he had been smoking crack for more than a month, and he had been drinking all day. Frederick is facing charges of aggravated battery on a law enforcement officer, fleeing and eluding at high speed in possession of drug paraphernalia. Frederick was taken to Martin Memorial Hospital South in Stewart, and then to the Martin County Jail. Frederick was being held Thursday on, are you ready? $525,000 bond. Oop, wrong button.
Damn.
There we go. That deserves a couple. Yeah. That's $525,000. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
You don't have to do that 525,000 times, though.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I can do it a couple more times, right? I can do it just a few more times. I'll stop. All right. So Frederick's criminal history in South Florida includes arrests for theft, burglary, traffic offenses, and drug possession, according to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement records. He was first arrested on a cocaine charge in 1987. And that concludes your crazy Florida news.
I'm sure it does. And I suppose I would be playing something right now, right?
And that's it for your crazy Florida news.
It sure is. There's always one thing.
Thank you, Anthony.
There we go.
Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyamba Radio. Do you want to be a part of this unique on-air experience? Are you a DJ, musician, band, podcaster, or other attention-seeking idiot looking for more exposure?
We like idiots.
We want you. Visit shyamba.info to find out how.
Thank you, Betty. So, we're now going into the plethora discussion segment.
Yes, stuff to talk about. Many things to talk about. Man, do we got things to talk about.
All right.
Sorry, folks. I was, having to flip to the script, and my mind lately has been just in way too many other places. I apologize. I've started to become creative again. We've got some nice, fun things. Yes. I needed that. But hey, I'm watching this really cool TV show. It's called Humans.
Okay, tell us about Humans.
It's on Amazon Prime, or you can buy individual episodes, but it's called Humans.
Okay.
It came out in 2015. And the premise, it's about these, artificial synthetic robots that look very human and can do lots of human things, including have sex.
Oh, wow.
They interact, and it's been discovered that there are individual synthetics that have been programmed with a conscience and can think and feel like a human.
Wow, that's kind of interesting.
I will provide a link, I promise I will, on Facebook, because it is a fun show. But, you know, it kind of segues into something else that has become a really strange phenomenon. And I totally don't understand it. Have you heard about this? It's called Pokemon Go.
You know, I've been seeing bits and pieces about it throughout the day, but I really don't know much about the fad in and of itself or what they're doing now.
You know, it's like this app that you install. I think it has both Apple variants. It's got Android variants.
Okay.
And so you go around finding these little characters, basically. It's just—it's really strange. You know, I guess if you were born in the 80s and 90s, you grew up with Pokemon. You traded the cards. You played the game on Nintendo.
See, and that's the thing. I mean, I grew up in the 80s, and I do remember when it was something that initially came out. And I don't know, maybe I'm too old, or I was too old at the time to get into it, although it seems like everyone's getting into it. If for some reason it just never caught on with me.
Yeah, and you know, it's I don't know, it's quite it's become quite a phenomenon quickly, and what scares me about it. Oh, there goes Roger.
He's floating down the street. It's still raining.
That rain, man, it's a killer.
I know, right?
It is a killer.
So the Pokemon thing. So now what do they do? They go with their phones, you load this app on your phone, and it uses your camera, and you look around with it.
It uses your camera, it uses your GPS.
Okay.
Yeah, and you find all these crazy Pokemon things, and it's just like, what the heck is going on?
Now, have you tried it?
And, you know, I tried installing it. Chip Skipper actually tried installing it, and it failed first on launch. It wouldn't launch.
That's not good.
It was just like, no, I'm not launching. And then I tried finding a Pokemon. It found one. It was like sitting on my floor.
Oh, okay.
And when I went to go find it, the app froze again.
Ooh, that's never good.
So it was just like, yeah, it's kind of a letdown, you know?
That's a shame.
You know what's also a letdown, Anthony, is the fact that I can't find this file. That's a really cool PSA from the Dulles County Police.
That's fine. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for this way out to update. I think they boo booed on their upload because I got the email, but the link is broken. But when you're ready to play your thing, if you find it, let me know and I'll bring down the background music.
Yeah, you know, it's just a matter of being able to properly locate it. And sometimes it's difficult because, you know, sometimes you're paying attention to exactly where you're putting the files. And then other times it's like, wow. Right?
Database error.
Yeah. Pretty much. Database error is always a possibility. But we're just, you know, we're doing a random search. We've got like sound file 17. Let's listen to sound file 17.
All right.
Oh, no, not it.
No, we don't want to listen to sound. Oh, I thought we were all going to listen to sound file 17.
No, let's listen to sound file 15.
Okay.
You didn't hear that, right?
No, am I supposed to be hearing it?
You know, that's actually good, though, because that means if it's something embarrassing, I'm not publicizing it to the world, because you're on mute.
Yes, this is true. That's the joy of the mute button. That's why we like the mute button. So while Joe's looking for his sound file, you know, again, don't forget to listen to Weekday Rush Hour every morning from 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central, and then your drive home, Traffic with Toppers, two wonderful program blocks that we work on, and we've added new content. I've been listening, and it seems like a lot of our content hasn't been repeating that much. I don't know if Joe...
I agree. You agree?
Okay, we're all courts in session.
Yeah, I do agree.
All right, so he agrees. So it's been doing pretty good. So definitely listen to it. And we do have the low band option. You can download the radio, not the radio. The what the heck is the name of our service? Oh, Listen to My Radio. Download the Listen to My Radio app in your App Store, Google Play, Apple, whatever, and then search for Shyampa Radio, all one word, or Shyampa Low, which is our 64K option. And then you can, or you can just go to our listen page, and there's a QR code when you go to the, when you select the stream you want, you can just scan the QR code. And you can listen to us on the go. And it's really that simple.
Yes.
It works lovely. Have we located our missing sound files yet?
I think there was an error at the time of recording, and uh-oh. I think it is gone for eternity.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It happens.
It's gone for eternity, and I'm embarrassed, but that's okay.
It happens.
It happens.
What can
stuff
you do?
Happens.
I burnt my microwave popcorn and spilled M&Ms all over the studio floor. So
yeah.
we're all having an off night tonight. But at least the power has stayed on since our last thing. We only got to go like 5 more minutes here. So, you know.
I do have this file, though. I want to hear this.
Okay, sure.
Okay, let's see if I unmute this channel.
Do you hear that? Oh my goodness. We've got to stop. Typeity, typeity. Oh, my goodness. That definitely will put you in a tailspin. Ooh. Ooh.
Sorry, yeah.
That's all right. No, that's fine. That's fine. It just...
So... Joe Wisdom had some fun with sound files today.
Clearly, and, yes.
He you know, did some typing I'm very upset. I am upset. I don't know what happened to the PSA announcement.
It's a shame.
I'm going to do PSA. Let's just type PSA.
PSA?
No.
No PSA.
Nothing PSA. But, you know, folks, that happens. Sometimes it turns out that way.
That's true. Sometimes you lose your files.
Yeah.
Sometimes you lose more than your files. But most times you lose your mind. Sometimes I lose my mind. I think we all kind of lose our mind once in a while.
Don't we know it?
Exactly.
But, don't you have something to say?
I already talked about the drive home with Toppers and the weekday rush hour. You can talk about your weekend with Joe, and we can also talk about the A Infos project.
Okay.
So I think I plugged my thing when you were looking for your thing.
Okay. Check out my weekend with Joe. It's every Saturday and Sunday night starting at 4 p.m. Eastern. And so I kind of changed up the format. I included some crazy jazz, I'm trying to put some more music in there.
Well, that's good.
You know, make it... a little varied, but I've just been going through some long weeks, and I just really haven't had time to put stuff in there. It's funny, I watched today two podcasters kind of be woeful almost at the same time about how they have no new original content to put out.
That's such a shame.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, boom, they just plethoric into all these wonderful things. So it's just like, you know what? Sometimes it happens.
Sometimes it does.
You just run into a little ground spell and swell or whatever, and then it stops, it's dry, and then it comes back again.
Yeah.
So, listen, folks, be sure to check out also a Infos Radio Project at RadioForAll.net. We found EFT and the World Labor Hour Headphone Meditations and Toppers That Way. So much great programming that you won't find on mainstream media.
No, and CPR News is fantastic. I think it gives a very good objective news angle on a lot of things that you won't hear. Oh, my goodness, it's that time already, isn't it? Wow. Yeah. Amazing.
Isn't it crazy? Amazing.
It is. It's absolutely crazy. I'm waiting for the new episode of this.
Just a minute ago, we were starting the show.
It did feel that way, didn't it?
Yes.
The hour goes by very quickly. But I'm good with that. As I sit here, munching on my popcorn. For reasons unknown, I'm just doing it. So
you're just chewing on it.
I'm just chewing on my popcorn. I'm actually hoping for a new episode of This Way Out, but that doesn't appear to be happening.
Oh, boy.
We'll get it out.
That's the American way, isn't it?
We'll get it out. We'll get it out eventually. So anyway, folks, thanks for tuning in tonight. We'll actually be back next Monday. And then check out our blog at Cheyenne.info. I forgot to change that section. Remember, folks, don't beat your baby daddy with your baby. Baby daddy. All right, have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a not brand new episode of This Way Out.
Good night.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech. By Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.